This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's coming up in just a minute.
Tonight we write new love song. Tonight it's on like Donkey Kong. Excuse me if it goes down, but if it stays hard, you're in Tuggy Town. Whoa.
Come on, chick, sing with us.
Yeah. Erections, baby. Custom built for you. Come on, do me, honey. Before these turn blue. Now and then I get this feeling. Sometimes it happens for no damn reason. Excuse me, I know it's wrong. The time I got a boner when I met your mom. Oh,
yeah. Erections, baby.
Built for you. An angel scanner knows just what to do. Erections, baby. Custom built for you. And tell your mama there's room for two.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold, thinking about Josh walking around his house naked.
Well, Alzi lives right behind Josh, and in the winter months, the deciduous trees lose their leaves, and Josh's whole home suddenly becomes visible, and she has seen Josh walking around naked with his hands up in the air, and was wondering, I thought he was practicing jazz hands. Got this letter from Vince,
hey Vince,
who suggests maybe his hands are in the air because he's being robbed by the prostitute.
Wow.
Vince, you are my hero. That is so funny. Thank you, Vince.
Good. It is funny.
That is classic. And there she is. I look up at the big screen and look at the freckles on her face. It's Allie Breen.
Hi, guys.
The lovely Allie Breen.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
You're not in New York. Where are you?
I'm not. I'm in Florida. I'm doing a show at the Villages.
Cool.
It's a giant.
Where is that exactly in Florida?
North Central Park.
It's Ocala.
Yeah.
It's huge. It spreads out through, like, I think it's North Ocala, and everyone drives golf carts everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And parties.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I've heard those shows are fun.
And then, when are you on stage?
If you're a guy, I bet you would get hit on over there.
Oh, yeah?
By a lot of older ladies.
Some of that silver bush.
Silver. That's my favorite Christmas song.
Silver bush.
Call me Peter Fonda. Call me Peter Fonda.
He's going down on
a granny. Got it.
On a
granny.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Allie. Where I lost my place. Allie Breen is a very fine comedian. She's often seen on the TV, but she's heard on this show with something we call Sexy Time.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie has letters. We try to help and do our best in the realm of interpersonal relationships and human intimacy. What have you got?
Dear Allie, my divorce was recently finalized. Throughout the entire process, my ex lied, took things that weren't hers, and made the process miserable.
Yeah, man.
My ex-mother-in-law owns a small business, and during that time I was married to her daughter, I witnessed some very unethical business practices, including some light tax fraud. Huh. Now that we're finished, I'm debating if I should make their lives miserable by sharing what I know with the people who could ruin their lives. Am I being petty or just returning the favor?
You're being petty. Let it go. Hold no, on. Don't get involved. Let it go.
Whose fault is the divorce? Huh?
Well, I think the yeah, just
then,
move on.
Really just stab and twist. You know?
Move on.
Just move
well,
on.
Well, if it were her business, I'd agree, but the mother-in-law, yeah, she may not have done anything.
Right.
Did she?
God, don't stir up that
fine
hornet's nest.
Unless you go to the government with a little bit of, I don't know. Will they pay you for information or do they care? Or will they arrest you for...
yeah, no, it's not like they're not going to make you not pay your taxes for it. Don't rat. Do not rat on this person.
I think I just heard that if you do rat, you do get a percentage of if they recover money from whoever you rat on.
It's going to get uglier and uglier. Depends what the business is, too. You know, if it's Aunt Martha's hitman service, I'd kind of steer clear.
Or go for some blackmail. Maybe you can get something back. That you
let it go, people.
Let it go. I agree.
That's true. She could just hold it over there. He could just hold it over their heads and pretend he's going to do it and make their lives miserable that way.
My new girlfriend works for the IRS.
Mm. You know, karma's a bitch. If it was horrible, it'll come back to them in some way. So don't get away. Just get away.
You will be a happier man by if you don't do anything in the long run.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're right.
Just move on.
You're all too mature.
Yeah, we are.
No one has ever said that. Thank you. The lies have started. What else you got?
Dear Allie, I thought I was so in love with my boyfriend, but there's a new guy at work who's pretty amazing, and now I'm finding everything my boyfriend does really annoying. Right down to the way he chews. It's not like the new guy wanted to date me. He's 5 years younger than I am. But will I eventually become attracted to my boyfriend again, or should I just drop him?
This is called the grass is always greener on the other side syndrome.
Yes.
So even if you were to like leave your boyfriend and go with this guy in 6 months, he's going to be chewing too loud.
Yeah. I disagree. I do think you should break up with him. There are women out there who would think everything he does is adorable for the rest of his life. Let him find one of them.
Yep.
And chew on them.
No, she's not annoyed because he's chewing on her.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe he doesn't chew on her enough.
You can be in love with someone and something that simple like that could bother you.
Yeah, I don't.
You're absolutely right, but it sounds like she's done, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe just serve him pudding for dinner. So instead of chewing, it'll be slurping.
Milkshakes again?
See if that helps.
That does sound like she's already checked out.
Yeah, she's done. Move on.
It's okay to break up with him. It's going to suck, but, you know, sorry to hear it.
Also, maybe avoid this person at work who's younger than you and at work, because that just, at work, with the relationship, always gets messy, right?
Yeah,
that's what people like.
Christy and I don't know anything about that. We've always just been friends.
I think she should report him to the IRS, right? Is that what we're doing? Yeah, ruining a bunch of lives? Yeah, let's do it.
You know, Josh has got all that koozie money. For the post-show koozies, you must have made $3 or $4.
Post-show koozie. Shut your mouth right now.
That
I don't know
sounds
what you're
really
doing.
Dirty, the post-show koozie.
It does sound way dirtier than it is. Yeah.
Let's get our next letter out there. Allie Breen is our guest. You can reach Allie, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, on a variety of social media platforms. If you've got love trouble, we'll try to help. What else you got?
Dear Allie, I'm 28 years old, and I've been with the same guy since high school. We got married after college, and we have 2 kids together. I just found out that he had a fling freshman year of college when we went to 2 different schools. Then he ended it when he transferred to my school because he knew he wanted to be with me. I don't know if I should throw everything away because of this, but if he could lie about something like this for so long, there could be so much more. What do I do?
Go ahead.
No,
Jess.
You go ahead.
I'd honestly be interested to know if he confessed or if you found out in another way. That would kind of alter my answer.
Right. Oh, I agree. Point.
What if he did tell the truth? What would you say?
Like that he's an honest man and that he had regrets. And
he came back to you.
This guy did something that I've actually, he confessed. He thinks that by telling you, hey, I ended up with you, I chose you.
Right.
that that's good news to you. It's not.
No. The woman doesn't hear that.
I've made this mistake.
Yeah. The woman hears you cheated on me.
Yeah. I've never cheated on somebody, but a girlfriend broke up with me, and then I immediately went, I traveled to see an ex-girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And when I got back, I went, you know what? I should tell this girl, the girlfriend that I really wanted to be with, hey, you broke up with me, so I went to go see What's-Her-Face. It was a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. And all that did was seal the breakup.
Mr. Ross and Rachel.
Josh had the original, we were on a break situation.
Yeah. So,
now, what if she found out? What if she found out from one of his drunk friends over the holidays?
That's a different story then. It's like, oh, man.
I think that might be the case, because if so much time has gone by, why would he all of a sudden want to tell her?
Right.
Maybe. Christy, do you think it's worth throwing away everything? Possibly not. He's a changed man.
I mean, it depends on how the relationship is now. I mean, if it's a good... If she didn't have any reason to think that they weren't getting along...
Tom, what do you think?
I think if this other chick's gotten really ugly over the course of time,
that's a good. Yeah, what's
stick
other?
With her?
That's right.
Is she ugly? Or
you know what? That's a fair point. And from now on, when you send letters to Ellie, you have to send a picture too. we have to be able to see.
Yeah, I'm tired of fixing relationships to sixes and fives.
Let's get a look at this bra.
Why are we helping out these damn
others? If anything, she gets a hall pass now. You get to go out and screw around.
No, don't do that.
Really,
hey, look, we invite Alsman on to be scorched earth. We can't get mad at her when she scorches the earth.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get to our next letter, please.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend wants to have kids, and I want to start by having a dog together. By getting a dog together, she's pouting like I'm being unreasonable, but doesn't that make a lot of sense?
Yeah.
I think you should just have a normal three-way with another person. Oh, you mean just getting up. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
I got some Marley and me thing going on.
Wow, that is awful.
I kind of agree. I mean, I don't see that there's anything wrong with having a dog. It shows you how much responsibility is just to take care of a dog, let alone another human being. So,
or you could go with that old adage, a child always helps everything.
Yeah. Right.
I've been told, and only you, I'm not a parent, that having a puppy is more difficult than having a baby. Is that true?
I currently have two puppies.
Yeah, depends on the puppy.
Right now, I'm feeling that way.
I got you.
It was a rough year for me. I know that. There are a lot of puppies.
Puppies don't wear diapers.
Many similarities. Yeah, the kid's not crapping on the floor.
Exactly.
They're not ruining the carpet.
They're not chewing up your
furniture.
Your carpet, your stairs. Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully, at least.
So, if you can do a puppy, you can probably.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a bad idea. She needs to quit pouting. Once she gets a puppy, she will be pouting. They're so cute.
Yeah. Yeah,
does this guy realize if they had decided to have the kid, it's probably a lot more sexy time than if they just get a new golden retriever? Mm-hmm. Just saying.
He's still got 9 months to prepare for a kid to show up. So get the puppy, practice for a while, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, but what if in month eight he realizes that he can't take care of the dog?
Well,
then now she's got Junior Loser coming out of her vagina.
Junior Loser.
That's a hot name.
Loser Junior.
Yeah, Ollie's right.
The name is Loser Junior.
Yes.
Yeah. Not Junior Loser.
How stupid.
And of course, Loser the third.
anybody got that as Loser? Or they insist it's Loser. Not Loser.
Sorry. Let's get on to our next letter. Allie Breen is our guest. Once again, Allibreen. Oh, Allie, closed circuit message for you.
Yes.
Apparently where you are, Jake writes, ask Allie if you'll be going to any, quote, clubs while you're in the Villages. That's code for swingers.
Ooh.
Very popular in the Villages in Florida. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I've heard of this. Apparently, I've played down here before, and apparently on the golf cart, you hang like a sponge. You know those sponges that are from the sea? Like those weird sponge. Apparently, if you hang one of those from your golf cart, it means you're game to swing. That's what I heard down here. Yeah.
Well, in the Villages, they may have their own little code.
Yeah, pineapples on the cruise ship.
How about that? What's the pineapple thing again?
On the cruise ship door.
Where do you get a pineapple?
Well, it's just a cardboard.
It's a sticker. It's not a real pineapple.
You walking idiot.
Get hanged from your door.
I'm going to get to the buffet early so I can snag one of those pineapples before all the grannies grab them. Looking for...
Sure, you can't walk out of the buffet with
looking for the Viagra captain.
Wow.
If it's just a pineapple ring, that means you're into...
This has been so
I'm sorry. We're losing our place. We have time for one more letter, Allie. What is it?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend can only finish when he's on top, and it takes him a long time. So eventually he doesn't really prop himself up anymore and like lays on me. I swear it's crushing my organs, but it seems like it's the only thing that works. I feel like I'm body shaming him. If I talk to him about it, what should I do?
I told my girlfriend not to write any letters in, and honestly, I'm pretty upset about this whole thing.
You can relate to this?
Yeah, no, this is her. She wrote it in.
I couldn't do it. I have asthma. I need my puffer, and I have to stop everything. And,
amazing.
Oh,
if you had to inhale on your puffer during sex.
I have before. Stop everything because I needed my puffer.
That's so hot.
Oh. I literally was like, but Donnie didn't care.
That's so hot.
He was still
a puffer?
Or inhaler,
well, whatever. No, inhaler. So you need the puffer fluffer. Sounds like a new product. Do you need puffer fluffer? Midcoit.
It's like you're taking
quick,
all my
you need a quick
away.
Jolt. It's the puffer fluffer. Maybe he could set up some apparatus that's sort of holding his weight.
Yeah, yeah. Apparatus. That's what he needs.
Like a lift.
Apparatus. Woodworking. That's what he needs.
Yeah, like kind of those trays people get when they're eating breakfast in bed. You know what I'm talking about?
And put it over her head like a swing.
She would get underneath that.
How about a series
so
of...
So he would be... His weight would be getting distributed
how
on
about,
top
I
of
see
the
what
tray.
You're saying.
A series of winches and pulleys to put him up. Put him up.
That would be
a
gangly.
Going up and down.
Just hanging from the ceiling. A bunch of,
no. You know what I'm talking about? Those trays that people
I
put over
I know what
there,
you're like, talking about.
So be, you know what you could use? One of the massage tables they have for pregnant ladies? That would work great in this situation. Yeah.
Well,
you know, there's just needs to learn to
what
plank.
What is she
going to
hang underneath the table?
What'd you say, Allie?
He needs to learn to plank. You don't even need to do a push-up. You just kind of plank.
Well, she's
right?
worried about body shaming him, so it sounds like he might be out of shape.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
Use extra pillows to hoist him up on the sides.
No, that's not going to work. The pillows have no... Any engineer will tell you that's a stupid idea. You need something with structural steel that's going to hold Happy Humphrey as he's desperately trying to clear his head enough to pretend that he's not gay and that it's okay to have sex with a woman.
You want her to lay under a cornhole board, though.
That would be perfect, actually.
All I would say, if you're worried about making him self-conscious about this, I would say he already probably is.
Yeah.
So maybe just a little bit of, hey, can we go on walks on the weekends? Things like that. Work on it slowly.
Look, Tubby, here's the thing.
I know you're getting yours, but it's hard for me to get mine when you're crushing me.
Yeah. I think he could still just go to doggy style, like on his knees. And then if you're kind of scrunched up in a ball, then he still has the gravity in the same angle, right?
You're never gonna. You're never gonna get an engineering degree, Halsey. I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
Nope. She should use Jess's inhaler and give him a hint. Just grab it while he's on top of her and be like,
"Yeah." Unfortunately, we have. We don't know what to tell this lady, do we?
No. We don't.
I mean, she's getting pressed like she's in the crucible.
I understand there are many hot people that are at work, probably. Maybe she should meet someone at work.
Huh? Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Allie. Once again, Allie is in the Villages. Is that, am I getting this right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a special club there?
Isn't that the documentary about that place?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it's just one of their, they have like a, I don't even know the name of the auditorium, but I don't think it's a publicly sold show. I think it's just within the Villages.
Makes sense. So, yeah.
Well, have fun. Oh, and once again, it's Allibreen on social media platforms everywhere. Thanks, Allie.
Thanks, Allie.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Let's see now. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up. So if you put a pineapple on your door at a cruise ship, it means you're a swinger?
Apparently.
Okay.
I think you can do it. What TV show is I watching? Ghosts? And it's a big deal. They see a pineapple lamp, and so the couple thinks that they're swingers.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the actor that played, Larry and Perfect Strangers. That's right. Really narrowing it down.
Mark Lynn Baker?
Yeah,
he's great.
I love Mark Lynn Baker from my favorite year. So what if you put a pineapple pizza on your door? Does that mean
that means you're hungry?
You're a swinger that likes to eat?
What if you put a copy of Swingers with Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn on your door?
That means you like to eat pineapple. Real strange.
So on. Time now to review what's happening in the world of history on this famous date, of course.
Yes. For today in history, which will live in infamy, here's Tom.
Well, obviously, December 7th, of course, the Pearl Harbor, the attack, very, very famous. Less well-known.
We were having dinner in Berlin.
Oh, that's a great scene from Stalag.
Nobody gets that but me and you. Go ahead.
Stalag 17.
Sorry. I haven't watched that because I haven't seen 1 through 16.
Ah, okay. You're okay.
Always a joke.
1967, a clothing store was opened in London.
Yes.
By the Beatles.
Oh, Christ. Oh, my God.
And it was famously the Apple store.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, we believe you.
They had a tailor bar to come and help you with your suit to choices and fittings. And
of course, Paul couldn't buy any shoes there because he didn't wear them on the cover of the...
I'll try you, Pat. They were open 8 days a week.
There we go.
Okay, so kind of the OG Apple store, if you will.
They had a sign that said, "Help, wanted."
Okay.
Your tailor.
We need somebody.
Help, we need somebody.
The great songwriter Tom Waits, born on this date in 1949.
Where's my birthday? And the cake fell from my hand.
Like some coffee and cigarettes there, Tom?
No one can eat it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.